Wait, from CTS Productions and Serene Media, this is Two Girls, One Name. Now, there is a reason we call it that. My name is Serena.
My name is I knew you were going to do that. Like, I knew you were going to do that even before I started in on telling people that my name is Serena. And I obviously, since there's nothing after that, I am the real Serena. Mary Schutz. So if she is Serena Mary Schutz and I'm Serena, then I am the real Serena.
I just have to be very proud of that name.
Right.
Very proud of that name. Thank you.
All right.
This is Two Girls, One Name. You are listening to it on WRAQ 92.7 FM, Angelica Community Radio, Angelica, New York, WRAQ.org. Am I missing something?
No, because actually, you know, we would, in normal circumstances, or at least in our dream world, we would be able to say Global Community Radio Channel 2 and other affiliates, Jake! But we can't say that, even though he made a round of programming changes and didn't include us in them.
Ach, du lieber. We're currently on some waiting list.
Yeah, I guess.
But just so there's no arguing, I am DJ Saffron.
And I am the Radio Kid.
Okay, so we're going to start today off with Baby Likes to Rock It by the Tractors. I had loved listening to this as a kid.
Oh, yeah,
and I always called it the Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train.
That's, yes, I did too!
Yes, they say that a lot.
Yes. Oh, boy. And after that, we're going to hear a country song I really enjoy. It's Travis Tritt with Here's Your Sign, a very comical country song that was popular when I was about 10 or 11. Only country song I ever really truly cared for.
It's actually Bill Engvall featuring Travis Tritt.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. See, thanks a lot, Thunder Country.
Well, he's the only one that has any real singing.
Right.
But Bill Engvall has a lot of talking in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can understand where that comes from.
Right.
So, I'm just going to throw this out there right now. We are doing something special next week. We're not trying to, like, play down to you guys. We would never do that. But, why don't you explain this? Because you're a little bit better at it than I am.
Okay. So, next week, we're going to be doing a show for somebody. We're going to be doing a show for... Kaylin, who is a little child that I know, and that I'm very close to, so that she can have, you know, a CD of our show, like of her own, that is, you know, for her. And so we're going to be broadcasting that on the radio.
Exactly. And it's not like we are trying to play down to you. This is just how we're going to be, like, basically using lingo and language and terminology that would better suit a three-year-old.
Exactly. Yes.
So that being said, you can contact us twogirls1n@gmail.com, 2G1NRADIO@gmail.com. Enjoy.
Baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train.
Look out. best. She don't know what she's doing, but she tries to do her best. She got the boogie, boogie, boogie spread all over the place. Got it stacked to the ceiling, got it sticking in your face. You know my baby likes to rock it like a boogie, woogie, choo-choo train. Baby likes to rock it. Baby likes to rock it. Baby likes to rock it like a boogie, woogie, choo-choo train.
Hate stupid people. They should have to wear signs and just say, I'm stupid. That way you wouldn't rely on them, would you? You wouldn't ask them anything. Be like, excuse me. Oh, never mind. I didn't see your sign. It's like for my wife and I moved from Texas to California. Our house is full of boxes. There's a U-Haul truck in our driveway. My friend comes over and goes, hey, you moving? We just pack our stuff up once or twice a week. Just see how many boxes it takes. Here's your sign.
Why can't they get the picture? Why don't they understand? We're not dealing with the planet of apes. We're talking about the modern man. So you people with them itsy bitsy teensy weensy tiny minds, here's your sign. Here's your sign.
A couple of months ago, I went fishing with a buddy of mine. We pull his boat into the dock. I lift up this big old stringer of bass. This idiot on the dock goes, hey, y'all catch all them fish? Nope. Talked him into giving up. Here's your sign. I was out in the front yard with my boy the other day, and he was playing with his little friend, and he hit his friend. And I went out to him, and I said, hey, we don't hit. He looked at me like, here's your sign, Dad.
Why can't they get the picture? The modern man. So you people with them itsy bitsy teensy weensy tiny minds, here's your sign.
Here's your sign.
Guys, watch one of those animal shows on Discovery Channel. There was a guy inventing a shark bite suit. There's only one way to test that. All right, Jimmy, got that shark suit on, looks good. They want you to jump in this pool of sharks and you tell us it hurts when they bite you.
Well, all right. Hold my sign, I don't want to lose it.
Why can't they get the picture? Why don't they understand? We're not dealing with the planet of apes. We're talking about the modern man. So you people with them itsy bitsy teensy weensy tiny minds, here's your sign.
Here's your sign.
Last time I was home, I was driving around. I had a flat tire. I pulled my truck in one of these little side of the road gas stations. The attendant walks out, looks at my truck, looks at me. I swear to God, he went, "Tire, go play it?" I couldn't resist. I said, "Nope." No, I was driving around. Those other three just swelled right up on me. Here's your sign.
Why can't they get the picture? Why don't they understand? We're not dealing with the planet of apes. We're talking about the modern man. So you people with the mitzy, fitzy, teensy, weensy, tiny minds. People with them little bitty, teeny, weeny, tiny minds. Here's your sign.
But we were trying to sell our car about a year ago. Guy came over the house, drove the car around about 45 minutes. We get back to the house, he gets out of the car, reaches down, and grabs the exhaust pipe. And goes, "Damn, that's hot!" See? If he'd been wearing a sign, I could have stopped him.
Likes to go around and she really likes to steal my name.
But if somebody stole it.
You don't even know where that's going. That's supposed to be the opening to that song.
Oh God, that no,
was,
I don't.
Yeah,
no, I
don't.
Yeah,
to,
it was the opening to
it's
yeah.
I see.
You know how long it's been since I've heard that song? Oh my God.
Wow.
Like. Although Bob and I were talking about that, and he says it's great that you're gonna play that song, because he played he when he had a show, he played the Christmas version on his show, and it was.
Oh, we are so playing the Christmas version at some point.
No!
I like the Christmas version. Oh no, we're gonna play it around Christmas time. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Oh, shut up. You let me play Donna and Blitzen.
That's not really a Christmas song!
What would you call that then?
A reindeer song!
With 50s.
A 50s reindeer song. that's what we'd call that.
Because that really wasn't 50s.
It really was. Hey, this is Two Girls, One Name on WRAQ-LP. 92.7 Angelica Community Radio, and we would be able to say Global Community Radio and other affiliates, Jay, but we can't say that, so there you go.
Exactly. So up next is Mr. Larry Gross with... There Was an Old Lady. She played I Know an Old Lady. But what I like about the Larry Gross version is he actually says, she's dead, of course, at the end. And I once played with this toy phone at a daycare that played something that I thought was originally The Worms Crawl In, The Worms Crawl Out. But it's actually this, I Know an Old Lady. So, it was an old lady. So, Larry Gross version, but that's what I do.
Right. And after that, we're going to hear... The More We Get Together, this is a song that was very prominent in my childhood. My neighbor, he had a toy that played this song, and he would let me play with this toy sometimes when I was a kid. And it's like, oh, okay.
Had an oscillator, right?
Yeah, it was an oscillator.
Yeah, phone had an oscillator, too. By oscillator, we mean make beep sounds. We don't mean, like, an actual recording singing.
Right.
2G1NRadio@gmail.com, 2G, 1NRADIO@gmail.com. Enjoy.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a spider. That wiggled and wriggled and jiggled inside. She swallowed a spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a bird. Now how absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and wriggled and jiggled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a cat. Imagine that, she swallowed a cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird, swallowed the bird to catch the spider, wiggled and wriggled and jiggled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a dog. My, what a hog to swallow a dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat, swallowed the cat to catch the bird, swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and wriggled and jiggled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a goat. Just opened her throat and swallowed a goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog, swallowed the dog to catch the cat, swallowed the cat to catch the bird, swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and wriggled and jiggled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a cow. I don't know how, but she swallowed a cow. She swallowed the cow to catch the goat, swallowed the goat to catch the dog, swallowed the dog to catch the cat, swallowed the cat to catch the bird, swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and wriggled and jiggled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a horse. She's dead, of course.
The more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. 'Cause your friends are my friends, and my friends are your friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be. Oh, the more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. There's Chris and Tanya and Jason and Justin. The more we get together, the happier we'll be. Okay, are you ready to sing now? The more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. 'Cause your friends are my friends and my friends are your friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be.
As I said, we're doing something special next show, and we got really distracted. Oh, by the
way,
did you ever see Arena? Did you ever see Arena go stealing my name? Go stealing.
Oh yes, I see. Oh, go ahead.
Go stealing and thieving, go stealing and thieving. Did you ever see Arena go stealing my name?
Oh yes, I've seen Arena. Oh yes, I've seen Arena go stealing my name. She steals it and grabbed it. She stole it and grabbed it. Oh yes, it's Arena, and her name was Schutz.
So that was The More We Get Together by Rafi. And then before that, There Was an Old Lady by Larry Gross.
Oh yes. Go ahead.
You're listening to WRAQ. And possibly Global Community Radio and possibly other affiliates. Up next, Jake. And up next is Never Gonna Be Alone. Because this crazy friend of mine stalked this other girl and tried to play this song for her. And it just... come on, Logan, really?
Ugh.
It just frustrated me. It's a memory, but it's a frustrating one.
Well, I got a frustrating one for you. After that, we're going to hear Nickelback, If Today Was Your Last Day. My sister Caitlin's favorite song had to play this stupid thing at a graduation party. And I hate this song, but it's an interesting memory. Ugh.
Wow. Okay, now that being said, folks, 2G1NRadio@gmail.com, 2G1NRadio. @gmail.com. By the way, have you ever had any crazy stalkers? That's my question.
Time is going by so much faster than I. And I'm starting to regret not spending all of it with you. Now I. This bottle inside, so I'm starting to regret not selling all of it to you. So if I have a yen, I've got to let you know, you're never gonna be alone. From this moment on, if you ever feel like letting go, I won't let you fall.
Is the longest ride. if today was your last day and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye to yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. If today was your last day. Against the grain should be a way of life. What's worth the prize is always worth the fight. Every second counts, cause there's no second try. So live like you're never living twice. Don't take the free ride in your own life. If today was your tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye to yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. And would you call on friends you never see? Reminisce on memories. Would you forgive your enemies? And would you find that one? Where up and down the God above, that you finally fall in love. If today was your last day, if today was your last day, would you make you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. And what you call on friends you never see? Reminisce on memories. Would you forgive your enemies? And would you find that one you dream of? Swear up and down to God above, that you finally fall.
We are back. Sorry about that. I can't keep time for crud.
Well, it's all right. You know, we're both a little under the weather today.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm getting a little bit better. So that being said, you just heard two Nickelback songs that we kind of don't like.
yeah.
Exactly. Do we have to identify them? Is there a legal thing?
No. Okay.
This is Two Girls, One Name. It's on WRAQ 92.7 LP, Angelica Community Radio, Angelica, New York. And hopefully, maybe, no, I don't know, possibly, maybe, please, on Global Community Radio and possibly other affiliates.
Jake!
So that being said, I am DJ Saffron.
And I am the Radio Kid.
And you probably want to know what we're playing next, right?
Yeah, I think they do. Now cut that out. Hey, I said stop it.
So we're gonna play Big Fish by Moxie Fruvis, and this came up in my 11th grade year. A teacher, a special ed aide actually sang this one, and it took me ages to find it. He didn't want to do the falsetto in the song, so you are actually going to hear the falsetto.
Awesome. After that, we're going to hear Down by the Bay, which is kind of a children's song. This is a Camp Abilities memory for me. The first talent show that I emceed as Crash, there was a camper there named Heather Bird who got together a group of girls and they did a spoof of it. Down by the canal where the lilies grow, to Camp Abilities, that's where I go. But if I do, my counselor will say, shut up, you kids, and go to sleep! And that's pretty much why she got in trouble.
Oy vey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I say, oy vey, you stole my name.
But Ms. Shoots, you're the one to blame.
What
oh, for you,
you
see,
you
I had it first.
Stop hijacking my song!
Woo!
Why'd you take so long to hijack my song? I said, oy vey. 231NRadio@gmail.com. 2G1NRADIO@gmail.com. Do you have any crazy people out there who, you know, dedicated songs to you and such? Also, we have one more thing to say. Hello, Nikki! And hi, Lori!
Enjoy!
As a young boy, Michael helped his mother cook. Down by her apron strings the whole day long. Knife in hand, her eyes trained on the recipe book. He'd salivate as she sang out this song.
Cut the onions, start the dicing, listen up. It's the right thing. Chop the parsnip for a rich dish. In the small pond, you'll be a big fish. In the small pond, you'll be a big fish.
When in college, our lad made some special friends. Kept him from subversives and their kind. Swirled within a world of sports and dividends. And the song they sang was etched upon his mind.
Cut the hair off, the hippie's sleeping. Listen up, Mike, it's the right thing. Chop the fringes
off the freakish.
In the small pond, you'll be a big fish. In the small pond, you'll be a big fish.
Thirty-five, a burning drive possessed him to be the greatest golfer in North Bay. Sometimes a fear of failure near obsessed him, but then he'd hear the other golfers say,
cut the motion on your backswing. Listen up, Mike, it's the right thing. Chop the golf ball
with a big swish.
In the small pond, you'll be a big fish. In the small pond, you'll be a big fish.
Now he's breaking bread with heads of industry. The captain in the autumn of his years. He proceeds with messianical rapidity when he echoes mother's words. He hears the cheers.
Cut the welfare and public housing. Listen up, Mike, it's the right thing. Chop the health care, you'll get your wish.
In the small pond, you'll be a big fish. Everybody cut the child care and the schooling. Listen up, Mike. It's the right wing. Chop the free lunch
for the poorish.
In the small pond, you'll be a big fish. In the small pond, you'll be a big fish. In the small pond, you'll be a big fish.
Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go. For if I do, my mother will say, did you ever see a goose kissing a moose down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow? Back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say, did you ever see a whale with a polka dot tail down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow? Back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say, did you ever see a fly wearing a tie down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow? Back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say, did you ever see a bear combing his hair down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow? Back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say, did you ever see llamas eating their pajamas down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow? Back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say, did you ever have a time when you couldn't make a rhyme down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow? Back to my home, I dare not.
Drone in the studio! There's a drone in the studio! And she stole my name!
Oh, all I can say to that is, down by the lake where the fishes swim, oh yes, I saw within, there was Arena stealing my name.
You don't know where to go from there, do you?
No. So
you just heard Down by the Bay by Raffi or Raffi. I'm not sure.
Raffi.
And then Big Fish by Moxie Fruvis.
Ready for takeoff.
This is Two Girls, One Name.
WRAQLP, Angelica, New York.
And Global Community Radio and possibly other affiliates.
Jake.
And so up next, you're gonna hear Barry McGuire, Eve of Destruction. I heard this once on a station that was called Infinity Radio, like an internet station, okay, right? And I've been searching for this one grungy sounding song, and this was like as close as I ever got to finding it.
The first time I heard Barry McGuire's Eve of Destruction was at a drive-in movie theater when I was about 8 or 9. And we were a very sheltered family at that point. And when I first heard the song, I thought it was sung by Oscar the Grouch. And it would kind of be something he would sing about. So I'm going to play a song from Oscar the Grouch from my childhood. A Very Unhappy Birthday to You.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was Happy Birthday. Okay. Maybe I can rectify that. You didn't tell me that's what it was called. Yeah, I'll see if I can rectify that.
All right. And this is Two Girls, One Name, and you can email us at 2G1NRadio at gmail.com. And the question is, have you ever had, like, you know, crazy person in your life who dedicates all these songs to you? I have, and it was embarrassing.
Like, you did, like, unwanted songs.
Yeah. Like country, like Cruise.
Baby, you a song, you make me want to stick my head right down and puke.
Oh, yes.
Oy vey.
It was bad.
Yes, it was bad.
It was...
All right, boy. Enjoy.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. We're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Hi, it's me, Oscar the Grouch, and you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about the first birthday party I ever went to. Did you ever go to a Grouch birthday party? Well, in case you didn't, I'm gonna tell you about it. Now, the first thing you do when you go to a Grouch birthday party is, as soon as the door opens, you give your present to the person whose birthday it is, and you say,
a very unhappy birthday to you. May none of your wishes ever come true. May your skies be always gray. May you have a rotten day. A very unhappy birthday to you. Now a grouch's birthday really can't be beat. There are lots of nasty people, lots of yucky food to eat. And we have a rotten time the whole long afternoon. Then everybody stands and sings this lovely birthday tune. Very unhappy birthday to you. May none of your wishes ever come true. May you eat up so much cake that you get a tummy ache. A very unhappy birthday to you. Now let me tell you about the food that we eat at a grouch's birthday party. We eat mud cake topped with pickle juice and beans, and a special ice cream sundae made with spinach and sardines. And we really gulp it down till our tummies feel all wrong. Then everybody stands and sings this lovely birthday song. A very unhappy birthday to you. May none of your wishes ever come true. May the presents that you get make you angry and upset. A very unhappy birthday to you. Now there's one more thing I want to tell you about, and that's the presents we give each other. Now the best things are the presents that we get, like a pair of smelly socks all full of holes and soaking wet, or a bike that has no wheels, or a phone that never rings. And after all the presents, everybody stands and sings a very unhappy birthday to you. May none of your wishes ever come through. May your skies be always gray. May you have a rotten day. A very unhappy birthday to you. A very unhappy birthday to you.
Watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock. It's got to stop. Tell him, take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Oh. There's no one else who
This is two girls,
so
one name.
You can't find a better name.
I did no such thing.
Well, you just said right, so I'm right.
You just admitted that you were a name thief.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I have a Facebook message to prove it.
I did no such thing.
Oh, yes, you did. And I'm so glad that you're so confident in yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to give me a run around. Now I can use that song.
Well, my mom, when that song became popular, there was one line that I liked in that song. humor me and tell me lies. And my mom's just like, I hate this song. I don't want you talking like that.
Okay, and with Better Man, two words, people.
My
father.
Father.
I can tell when he's getting words wrong on purpose. And yeah. When he's doing it completely unintentionally.
Right.
When he, instead of saying, can't find the better man, he would say, can't find the butterbeans.
Oh my god. That's just great. They can't find the, you know, no, though. He is, that one's purposeful.
Yeah, you can tell that one's purposeful.
Absolutely.
And there's no way that actually sounds like butterbeans.
No.
This is Two Girls, One Name here on
WRAQ
92.7 LP, Angelica Community Radio, Angelica, New York, WRAQ.org.
And we would be on Global Community Radio and other affiliates, Jake! But we're not.
I mean, we could send someone to put a curse on yet.
Yeah, we could. Actually, we know somebody.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Who would gladly do that.
Oh, yeah, we do.
But, next week is going to be a special show.
Exactly. So why don't you tell me about that special show?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a show for a three-year-old, Kaylin. And it's not that we intend to talk down to anybody. It's just the show will be given to Kaylin on CD. And so we need to tailor the things that we say in the language of a three-year-old. So if the show sounds a bit different, that's why.
Yeah, so we're basically, you know, language, what it really is you're encoding a message.
Right.
And then that person has to decode it. So we're trying to make it easier for her as possible. And in this case, you've got to, you know, put things in some very simple terms.
Right.
So, like, whereas I would say, my name is Serena, also right. known as DJ Saffron, I could say something like, I don't know how you would say it.
I don't know right now. We'll figure that out when we...
Yeah, we're going to do a dry run through after we get off air. That being said, we'd like to once again thank... Well, we'd like to thank Don Ash at WRAQ.
Yes, we would. And otherwise, then, wouldn't have an affiliate without him, because...
Exactly. And we'd like to thank Nicole Garland.
Yeah.
And then Lori. And we can't really say thanks to Jake. Now, that being said, 2g1nradio@gmail.com. 2g1n stands for Two Girls, One Name, and that name is...